Dear King of the Future, I, King Hosching, have buried this treasure for the future use of the great King Dabzchulin. It has been revealed to me in a vision that only he will be fit to manage it according to the intention of its design. Amid all this preposterous wealth, I have concealed this, my last will and testament, to bear witness that it is not fit for men of understanding to be dazzled by mere glitter. Riches are but borrowed conveniences to be repaid to our successors. And while all the pleasures of this world are delightful, none are eternal. This letter is the treasure of my treasure, being a thing of much more real use than all the gems and precious metals heaped beside it. Here I have abridged 13 rules of conduct proper to the behavior of kings. Wise indeed will be the prince of power who regulates himself to act in accordance with the admonitions which I hereby declare. First, never dismiss any servant at the request of other persons, for anyone who is close to a king will always unwittingly arouse jealousy and envy among those who do not enjoy such happiness. And when they see that a king develops any affection for such a servant, they will not cease by a thousand calumnies to undermine his position and render him odious to his master. 2. Always preserve your ministers, counselors, and grandees in a balance of mutual understanding with one another, that they may unanimously labor for the good of the state. 3. Never trust to the submission of enemies. The more affection they display and the louder their protestations of service, the more they are to be distrusted. There is no relying upon the friendship of an enemy. Like the siren who charms with the intent to destroy, an enemy who approaches with the countenance of a friend is to be shunned. Preserve carefully that which has been diligently sought after and acquired, for we do not have every day the same opportunity to gain what we desire, when we have not preserved that which we once acquired. We are left with only the vexation of having lost it. We cannot fetch back the flown arrow even if we should eat our fingers for madness. 5. Never be too hasty in business. Before executing any enterprise, it behoves one to weigh and examine in detail one's strategy. Things done rashly come frequently to a mischievous conclusion. He repents in vain who cannot recall what he has done amiss. 6. Never despise good counsel and prudence. If it is necessary for a king to make peace with his enemies in order to deliver himself out of their hands, let him do it without delay. Avoid the company of dissemblers and never hearken to their smooth speeches. Their bosoms carry nothing but the seeds of enmity and can never bring forth the fruits of friendship. 8. Always be merciful. Never punish a subject or servant for faults committed through infirmity. Consider the weakness of all men, and in charity and goodness suffer their defects. Subjects have always committed faults, and kings have always pardoned them when they have been guilty only of the common frailties of human nature. 9. Never procure the harm or injury of any person. If you do good, good will be done to you. But if you do evil, the same will be measured back to you again. 10. Never seek after anything which may be unworthy of you or contrary to your nature. There are too many persons who abandon their own affairs to intrude into other people's business and finish by doing nothing at all. The crow who attempted to learn to fly like a partridge, a way of flying impossible to him, forgot his own skill and crashed to the ground. 11. Be of a mild and affable temper. Mildness in society is like salt in our food, as salt seasons and gives relish, so mildness gives contentment to everyone. The sword of steel is less sharp than the sword of mildness, for it vanquishes even invincible armies. 12. Seek out faithful ministers and never admit knaves and deceivers into your service or councils. By wise and honest ministers, the kingdom will be kept safe and the king's secrets never revealed. 13. Never be disturbed by the accidents of the world. A man of resolution and true courage suffers all adversities with a settled fortitude. Rely upon the providence of heaven. It is the fool who minds nothing but his pastime and his pleasure. Several fables exist which illustrate and explain these admonitions, and if King Dabshalim will hear them, he must apply to the merciful physician wherever he may be. Note that the name called Bidpai is the storehouse of these stories. They will answer, as from an oracle of heaven, every question that can enter the king's heart concerning the happiness of his people. So be it, Hoschang, king of the past.